good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. Sports headlines: Herald Sun in Melbourne, Daily Telegraph in Sydney, paying claims victory in greatest Bathurst 1000 final of all time. And the Courier Mail in Brisbane, it's all about the NRL. Success weakens knees, as coach Madge McGuire has said, and he's given a warning to his club and the players as they're planning for back-to-back titles. And he's begun by letting his team know that they need to leave their egos at the door, probably one in particular. Motorsport. Well, the lead story, the Bathurst 1000, Matt Payne and co-driver Garth Tander crossed the line second but ended up being the winners after a crucial five-second penalty was awarded against James Golding as wet weather caused havoc at Mount Panorama. Remarkable finish for the Kiwi, who started the day from the 18th position. It was also Ford's first win at Bathurst since 2019. The five-second penalty was awarded after Golding made contact with the then race leader, Cooper Murray, turning him around with five laps to go. So the final placings at the 2025 Bathurst 1000, Matt Payne and Garth Tander, Dave Reynolds and Lee Holdsmith, Worth, I should say, and James Golding and Dave Russell. Next up, 24th to the 25th of October, will be the Gold Coast 500, very close to home. In the AFL Women's Round 9, three rounds to go, Hawks defeated the Gold Coast and the Lions defeated Port 62-33, and they're now fourth on the ladder. Can they emulate the men and win the women's title? Not sure, but looking forward to seeing how they perform. They've now won four in a row. Round 10 next Sunday, Essendon will take on the Lions and the women, and in the other game, the Suns will take on the Western Bulldogs. In the NRL yesterday in Port Moresby, the Prime Minister's 13s were all in action. The Junior Orchids for New Zealand, they lost to the Australian Schoolgirls 14-4 in a hard-fought win. The Australian Schoolboys defeated the Junior Coomels 42-20. And in the women, all Australia Prime Minister's 13-50 defeated the PNG team 0. Phoenix Hipper and Caitlin Turnbull, three tries each there for the Aussies. And in the men's, the main game, the Aussie team 28 defeated PNG 10. Seven tries to the Aussies, but no goals. Trey Fuller from the Dolphins scored four of those. Of course, the name of the PNG team to come into the 2027 NRL competition was announced yesterday, the Chiefs. And that was after a public naming competition with over 20,000 submissions. The other name shortlisted was the Pythons. And coming up shortly on the 26th of October will be the Pacific Championships in Brisbane. Big weekend there. In soccer, in the English Premier League, round 8 next week, Arsenal on top on 16 points, Liverpool second on 15, Spurs and Bournemouth both on 14. Socceroos defeated Canada 1-0 in a friendly on Saturday. They now play the USA in their second friendly in Denver on Wednesday, and that concludes their North American tour. Men's A-League starts next Friday. Brisbane Roar will take on MacArthur FC at Suncorp at 6:05 p.m. Good luck to the Brisbane Roar. In golf, in the LPGA in Shanghai, Aussie Minwoo Lee finished third, five shots off the lead, while in the men's PGA, her brother, Minwoo Lee, he tied for 10th in Yokohama. They should be able to pay this week's board to mum and dad. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back shortly with Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Well, listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. Let's have a look at some cricket with the Sunshine Coast and the senior men, the Tudaya. In first grade, Caboolture, 253. Glasshouse were all out, 7 for 172. Johnny Flew, he proved unplayable for Caboolture, took 5 for 22 off 10 overs. Matt Schubert scored 93. In the women's division one on Saturday, the T20 round one, Caboolture 4 for 100 off 20, Tawantin 9 for 90 off their 20, Midori Kyla 26 for Caboolture, Jasmine Bartz 3 for 8 off 4. Women's World Cup, well, the Aussies defeated India by 3 wickets, Elisa Healy made 142, Annabelle Sutherland took 5 for 40. And men's Sheffield Shield, Queensland will take on South Australia on Wednesday in Adelaide. And Friday night, the Aussie men will take on India in the first of three one-days and then five T20s prior to the Ashes series beginning. In basketball, on Friday in round four, Perth defeated Cairns 80-77 in Cairns, Andrew Andrews at 21 points. On Saturday, Illawarra Hawks scored their first win in four games, defeating the Brisbane Bullets 116-89 in Wollongong. Casey Prather, 28 points for the Bullets. And yesterday, ouch, Melbourne United 95 defeated Cairns 60. Round one of the Women's National Basketball League starts next Sunday. Bendigo will take on Townsville. Can't wait. And in netball, well, the Aussies defeated South Africa in the third game of their three-match series against the Proteas. It was a clean sweep. They now take on New Zealand. The Silver Ferns, best of four in the Constellation Cup, starts next Friday in Melbourne. In hockey, well, round one of the National Hockey League competition started on Friday night with the Brisbane Blaze defeating the Perth Thunder 6-3-1 in the men. They scored three goals in 6 minutes, including a double to Joel Rintala from Townsville. In the women, the Brisbane Blaze and Perth Thunder 6 won all at full time. Brisbane then scored 3-1 in the shootout to claim the points. Both teams for Brisbane have a bye next weekend. In touch football, congratulations to all who have been nominated for the 2025 Queensland Touch Football Awards, especially Rebecca Thompson from Caboolture, Female Senior Player of the Year, Charlene Harrison from Caboolture, she's been nominated as a Junior Referee of the Year at Caboolture, and looking forward to their affiliation, they've got a nomination there, and Lachlan Freshwater from Caboolture for the Referee of the Year, but more importantly, Charmaine Harrison from Caboolture, she's been nominated for the Volunteer of the Year, so that's absolutely fantastic for all those people nominated. And listeners, I think just finally, age doesn't mean anything because 80-year-old Natalie Grabeau from New Jersey, she became the oldest woman ever to compete in the grueling Ironman World Championship in Hawaii on Saturday. The 80-year-old completed the 38-kilometre swim, the 188-kilometre bike ride and the 42-kilometre run in 16 hours, 45 minutes and 26 seconds. Don't forget that 26 seconds in the female 80 to 84 division in her 10th start at the iconic Hawaii event. Absolutely fantastic. Well done, Natalie. Just shows you age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. Listeners, have a great week. Look forward to your company again next Monday, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.